The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. Proactive maintenance is essential to preserving the value of your home. In fact, without it, your home could sell for 10% below its appraised value when you go to sell it, according to some appraisers.
Yeah, because it's not just the appraisal. It's when you get to the settlement table and you start giving the list of broken things that you demand to be fixed as a buyer, a seller can be out a lot of money if they are not doing that maintenance.
Absolutely. You know, there's actually a study by researchers at the University of Connecticut and Syracuse University that suggests that maintenance actually increases the value of a house by about 1% each year. So, you know, think about it this way. Cracked caulk around the windows may not seem like a big deal, but behind that caulk, water could get into your sheathing, causing mold and rot. And before you know it, you're looking at a $5,000 repair job that could have been prevented by a $4 tube of caulk and an hour of your time.
Yeah, we had some mold in the house that we recently bought, and it cost the sellers. I mean, that obviously came off the price of the negotiating table. Mold is not something you can get a negotiation on your side as a seller. So what should we be inspecting?
Let's start with windows, since leaks mean expensive energy loss and water seepage. There's a number of things you can do. Give them a little shake, and if they rattle, the frames aren't secure, so that tells you that heat and air conditioning is leaking out, and maybe rain is even seeping in. Caulk and a few nails into the surrounding frame can generally fix that, and we've got more tips about how to do that at HouseLogic.com. Now, if you can see the outside from around, not through the window, then you've got gaps. And you want to fix those gaps because air is leaking out. And that means your energy dollars are going out the window too. Now you can stop air leaks by caulking and weather stripping around frames. You also want to make sure double hung windows slide smoothly up and down. If they don't, you can run a knife around the frame and sash to loosen any dried paint. And you want to tighten cranks on casement windows and check that top locks are fully grabbing those latches.
Okay, those are the windows. Let's get to the doors. What about them?
Okay, so with the doors, you want to check doors for cracks that weaken their ability to stop air leaks and water seepage. That's what you got the doors there for, right? You want to keep stuff out and keep stuff in, too. You want to inspect weather stripping for peels and gaps and make sure hinges are tight and doors fit securely in their thresholds.
All right, so what else am I inspecting around the house then? I got doors and windows. What else?
Well, I'll tell you, there's one structure that often gets short shrift, and that's the garage.
Yes, and the old sticky garage door, too.
Absolutely. You know, most newer garage doors come self-lubricated or with plastic parts that need no oil. But you'll need to oil older doors with metal rollers, hinges, and tracks at least once a year. Use a leaf blower to blast grime, grit, dirt, dust, and dead bugs from the door's parts, and check the rubber seal on the bottom of your garage door. It can harden or chip away, you know, from all that wear and tear and the elements bearing down on it. And it allows the elements to seep under your door. It allows the rain and all the other nasty stuff to seep under your door. Replacing the seal costs less than $100, so it's definitely a job worth doing. Now, if your door is hitting the ground too hard, that means it's jarring the parts and potentially crushing that rubber seal. So you want to use a screwdriver to alter the travel limit adjustment located on the door opener's control box, or you could just tell your husband to go fix this stuff, which is kind of what I do in my house. You also want to regularly test the garage door sensors to be sure they still prevent it from closing if something, you know, God forbid, like your child or a pet gets in the way.
Oh, yeah, which is the big thing, to make sure the garage door is working the way you want. In the garage itself, of course, there's the floor, which very often, especially if you're kind of a do-it-yourself car person, has a festival of gunk on it.
Yes. Did I mention my husband is a do-it-yourself kind of person in this regard? So my garage floor definitely qualifies as gunky. So here's what you can do. You can hose down auto fluids and salt from your garage floor. Just take the big hose, you know, from outside, bear down on it, put it on a really hard setting. And hairline cracks, by the way, we should talk about that. You see some of them in your concrete slab. They aren't really a big deal, as long as they're hairline, if they're small. If you have a serious trip hazard because concrete's crumbled or separated, say a quarter an inch or more, then you want to try to patch it. You can do that with a do-it-yourself patch. Just get some concrete mix, cost you about $5 from your local hardware store. The trouble with that is it might not adhere. So if you can't get that to work, you probably want to call a contractor to replace your slab. That'll cost you about $5 per square foot.
Out of the garage, let's go back outside or inside and talk about the walls, since they're outside and inside. What am I looking for?
Okay, so with your walls, you want to inspect interior and exterior walls and the foundation twice a year. And what you're looking for mainly are moisture and cracks. If you see discoloration or mold, moisture is seeping in from the roof or the walls. You want to call a building or roofing contractor for an inspection and for repair estimates. Wall and foundation cracks smaller than about a quarter of an inch wide that aren't causing water damage, they're typically harmless. You know, houses shift, they settle a little bit. That's going to happen. Now, if one side of your ceiling appears lower than the other, the foundation or footing has definitely settled, maybe a little too much. That's something that's hard to evaluate with a visual inspection. So if necessary, you're going to need to get out your level to see if everything's on kilter or off kilter there. Structural concerns require an expert evaluation, and a structural engineer will charge from $200 to $300 per hour to tell you what's going on. But the nice thing there is they won't hype potential problems to secure the repair work. You know, they're independent.
Yeah, they're not going to do the work, so there's no need for them to hype it, which is really nice. So, okay, final thoughts on what I'm looking for in an inspection here?
Okay, let's think small. Let's think really small, like insects. You want to watch out for insects like termites and carpenter ants, which can really damage your garage walls. But you find them there most often in the garage. Inspect dark, cool, and moist spots, especially where the garage walls meet the foundation. And what you're looking for are little borings from carpenter ants or termites. If you see a trail of sawdust, that's carpenter ants. If you see some chewed wood, that's likely to be termites. In either case, you want to call in pest control experts for an inspection and treatment.
Pamela, thank you. As always, learned a lot.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.